Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by State Trooper Mark Dennis with the Louisiana State Police. The third annual Public Safety Expo coming up Saturday. Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Looking forward to a great time and an informational and a learning experience coming up tomorrow at the Monroe Civic Center from 9 to 3. How did the expo come about? Third annual, so obviously folks have an interest in the agencies that are involved and interest as well as getting word out about what's going on with various facets of law enforcement.
Right. You know, they've been doing things like this in other areas of the state. Nothing of long this magnitude. They were a lot smaller in size and scope. Some of them were just law enforcement or just fire departments. The troop commander at the time decided that he wanted to do something bigger and better, and basically invited all agencies that had anything to do with public safety. You know, you had police departments, your fire departments, your medical services, and it just kind of all came together. And we were fortunate that the city of Monroe allows us to use the Civic Center because we fill that thing up with vehicles, tools, equipment, things like that.
Many agencies involved. Tell us about some of those that are represented and some of the things that they're going to be featuring.
Well, all your local police departments, Monroe City, West Monroe City, will be there. The sheriff's departments from around the area will be there. State police, obviously, we bring every asset that we can get in the building there. Then you have your fire departments, all your local fire departments, your ambulance personnel, including ambulance helicopter comes, and we'll have our law enforcement helicopter as well. But you know, everybody brings the stuff they have to offer. Last year, Coast Guard was there. They're going to be here again this year, and it's pretty neat to see the stuff that they bring. But so this thing's growing beyond just the region, but it kind of began as we wanted a community to come in and see, you know, the person behind the badge and just meet us one-on-one. And, you know, unfortunately, most of the time when people have to rely on those services, whether it be police, fire, ambulance, it's not a good thing. It's because of some sort of tragedy or something, you know, that they may be considered to be negative, such as a speeding ticket or something like that. But you know, this gives them a chance to come in and just meet us one-on-one and see us outside of that normal operating parameter.
In the middle of summer, quite an appropriate time with a lot of folks enjoying waterway activities, getting out on the boats and things like that. Actually, something new for this year, which is pretty timely, is going to be a live training demonstration y'all will have.
Right. This is the first year that they've been able to coordinate and do that. And after the regular hours of the expo, which are from 9 to 3 tomorrow at the Civic Center, at 4 o'clock on the Washita River in front of the courthouse in Monroe, they're going to do a live training exercise with a water rescue demonstration. They're going to have a person on the water that's in need of rescue, and the helicopters will come in and spot that person. And then the Coast Guard boats, Sheriff's Department boats, the levee police, they're all going to coordinate their efforts and rescue that person out of the river.
Other new items that are going to be taking place tomorrow?
Well, something that's kind of neat that we, you know, really think that some of the public may enjoy is we're doing what we call 5 for 5-0, which is going to be a dunking booth. It's going to be the only thing at the expo.
Another water-related activity.
The only thing that's going to cost any money that I'm aware of at the expo is going to be this event, and it's for a good cause. It's for the J.R. Searcy Scholarship Foundation or Scholarship Fund. And what you're going to get to do is opportunity to dunk a police officer in uniform into a dunking booth. So those folks out there that maybe got a speeding ticket, not real happy about it, or just like to see us get wet, then they may have that opportunity to do so, as long as they got a good arm and a good aim. So.
Yeah. With the people who attend the Public Safety Expo, what are they most curious or fascinated to see when it comes to the expo?
You know, when they come in, it's kind of like a bombardment on the senses. There's, you know, so many things to do, whether it be the, you know, fire department bring their smoke house and they get to learn about fire safety in the house, and or just the police cars, the SWAT vehicles, things like that. But I think the demonstrations that are put on really draw a lot of attention. Energy does an excellent demonstration called Arcs and Sparks for power line safety, electrical safety, things like that. And that they do that demonstration periodically throughout the day. And it draws a lot of attention because it's kind of, you know, visual. It's got, you know, electricity flying around the room and everything else. Right. But for the life of me, I can't understand why people really like the taser demonstration. We actually have people volunteering for taser demonstration. West Monroe Police Department has done that in the years past, and they actually have people volunteer to come up and get tased. And again, I don't know why anybody would do that, but they do. The canine demonstration is really neat when you see the canine dogs work, you know, and it's play to them, but it's obviously real life and it's work. And those things are just really neat. And, you know, you can come and you can spend you know, 20, 30 minutes and see everything, talk to a few people, but you can really spend the entire day there with us and get a little taste of everything.
There was an emphasis earlier this year with the Click It or Ticket campaign, and y'all will have a simulator, which really reinforces the idea of buckling up behind the when you're in a vehicle.
Right. We have a full-size rollover simulator, and it's a pickup truck cab mounted on a trailer with a hydraulic motor on it or base. And what it does is it simulates a vehicle rollover, and there's a fake dummy that sits in it. And it shows the importance of wearing a seatbelt, because when that dummy is not wearing the seatbelt, it throws them out. And unfortunately, the leading cause of death for people in the teenage group on up to the mid-30s is car crashes. And the number one reason for dying in a car crash is not wearing a seatbelt. So we consider that to be very important, especially here in Louisiana, where we see such a high rate of fatality crashes from people just not buckling up.
Forecasters predicting an active weather season, a great time for, you know, parents as well as kids to come out and find out more about getting ready for emergency situations, and folks will be there as well representing.
Yeah, we've got the Skywarn folks coming to show you how their systems work and operate. We've got the Governor's Office of Homeland Security going to be there, and they have excellent information on preparing for hurricanes, things like that. We really don't think about that in this area, but it is something that does affect us, as we saw with Gustav and all that. We do sometimes see the aftermath of these things. So, you know, it's a great thing to come out and learn, be safe, and learn how to keep your family safe.
Mark, if someone would like to find out more information about the Expo, a website or a number someone could call?
Yeah, the Expo is tomorrow from 9 to 3 at the Monroe Civic Center, but you can go to lsp.org and click on the Troop F link, and that's got information on it, or you can call me at my office at 318-345-2810.
Trooper Mark Dennis with the Louisiana State Police and the 3rd Annual Public Safety Expo coming up tomorrow. Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Alania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.